So you're asking me why I done what I done. Well, guess I don't rightly know. The way I see it, all them bullets and skulls met like magnets drawn to steel. There ain't no questions about how that works. But since you're here, I might as well tell you. Every time I killed, it was like the devil himself gave me his hand. Gun unshugged itself and pointed in the direction of the closest skull. Times it was a close friend or a roping partner. One minute we'd be headed down the trail, and the next his horse would be covered in blood. I tried everything once I figured out something wasn't right about that gun. Just wanted to get rid of it and get on with my life. Hell, even tried burying it one night. In the morning I woke up, there it was, sitting in my hand. My finger resting on a trigger like I was just about to use it. Maybe like I just got done. Now I got every cowpoke in 1,000 miles on my trail. There ain't nothing I can do or say to change their minds about me. So I'm a turning myself in, hanging up my hat, giving this old pony back to the range. Yeah, I reckon they'll throw me in a cell. They'll starve me till I'm so goddamn hungry that I'd kill a man just to eat his flesh. Well, wouldn't be the first time. Like this one here will make a man do all sorts of things. But I've come to realize in these last days that when a man surrenders his life, that's when life really begins. And I know there's a hemp necktie in my future, but for now I got my freedom, and I got these wide open spaces. Shiny new six gun, but you'll pay for it.